Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Book of Philemon, verses 1, 7, and 12 through 16. Paul, a prisoner of Christ, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and co-worker. For I have received great joy and encouragement from your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. I have sent him, Onesimus, who is my very heart, back to you. Welcome him. I wanted to keep him with me so that he might serve me in your place while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that your kindness would not be the result of compulsion, but of willingness. Perhaps this is why he was separated from you for a while, so that you would have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but as more than a slave, as a dear brother. He certainly is dear to me, but he is even more of a dear brother to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. The Forgiveness Letter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many of the 66 books of the Bible have you read? Did you know one of them is so short you can read the whole thing in about 2 minutes? I tried it out loud. It took me 123 seconds. That book is called Philemon. Say it like Phi-Li-Mun. It's short, but it packs a big lesson about Christian love. There are three important people in the story. First, the writer, the Apostle Paul. Second, Paul's friend Philemon. Third, a man named Onesimus. Say it with me, Onesimus. Try saying it 5 times fast. And here is how these three people fit together. Onesimus used to be Philemon's slave, but one day he ran away to Rome. And guess who he bumped into there? Paul. You can't make this up. What a neat example that God is always in control, even when life sometimes feels out of control. When Paul met Onesimus, he told him about Jesus, and Onesimus became a believer. Now, Paul is writing to Philemon and saying, when Onesimus comes back, don't treat him like a slave anymore. Treat him like a dear Christian brother. That's a big lesson for us, too. Even when we get mad at someone or when they hurt us, God wants us to see them the way He sees them, as brothers and sisters in Christ. Think about the Lord's Prayer. When we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, here's what we're really saying. God, thank you for forgiving me. Help me to forgive others the same way. That's exactly what Paul was encouraging Philemon to do for Onesimus. Compelled by the forgiveness God has given to Philemon, Paul encourages Philemon to welcome Onesimus with open arms. So tonight, why not grab a Bible and read Philemon out loud with your family? It'll only take a couple of minutes, and you'll hear the whole story for yourself, a story of a family showing Christian love. We give thanks in prayer. Lord, thank you for the inside view into the lives of Paul, Philemon, and Onesimus. What a heartwarming letter that also encourages us to show Christian love with those around us. When it's hard to forgive, remind us of how much you have forgiven us. Give us chances to show that same love to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.